Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm very, very glad you found it. I, of course, am your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show, baby, the big show. I'm taking a break from painting for a little bit tonight, and rightly so, because man, oh man, I got to give a big shout out to Rob Green over at the Synthwave Show in London, UK, because he introduced me to the coolest new band, Lucky Plus Love. And I'm probably saying that wrong because I've read it several ways online. April and Lauren of Lucky. Is it Lucky but Plus Love or Lucky and Love? I don't know. I'm all turned around, guys.
It's Lucky and Love. So it depends on the search engine, I guess, these days.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Well, Lucky and Love. It's cool nonetheless, folks. And you can find them either way, at least according to Google. And they are just fantastic. So you guys are... out of L.A., right?
Yes, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm a native. And Lauren is from all kinds of places. Lauren, where are you from?
All over and all points in between. I came out here from Texas years and years ago. Yeah.
I got you.
I'm more L.A.
I got you. I used to live, when I got out of college, I went to college in Boston. I grew up in Detroit, went to college in Boston. And when I got out of college, I was sick of the Northeast winter scene, basically. And I said, man, I got to go somewhere nice. And I moved to San Diego. And so what that means is I was in L.A. about every weekend because it's San Diego. I'm kidding, San Diegans, don't email me. We love San Diego. It wants to be L.A. really bad. I'm kidding, I didn't say that.
There's a lot of great things about San Diego.
Yeah,
it's
not bad.
What's nice is you can just go to the border and go to, hang out in Mexico.
That's right. Where volume's cheap. I'm kidding. I wouldn't know that. I just heard some things. No, the only thing that stinks about when I lived in San Diego is people like to come visit, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just whenever they would want to come, they, of course, would want to go to the zoo. And I swear, I went to that zoo so many times, the animals recognized me. You know, they're like, oh, here he is with some more people. It was terrible. But you, Lucky and Love, now, this is great. Now, you guys started in 2015?
Yeah. We have had other musical projects, but we, our singles were coming out in 2015, and our vinyl came out in 2016. So, yeah.
Nice. I like the fact that you guys embraced the vinyl, too, because, it kind of went away there for a while. My my girlfriend's little sister, she's, God, how old is she, 22? 22 or 23, I think, maybe 21. No, she's like 22 or 23. All of her friends, they're all into vinyl. And I'm like, wow, that's good to see.
Oh,
you know?
That's so awesome.
Yeah, and you guys have we have a link up to you guys' website, luckyandlove.com. So hard to find, right?
Yeah, you can shop.luckyandlove.com. Oh, sorry for interrupting, but yeah, shop.luckyandlove.com is a quick way to get to our video.
Oh, cool. Very, very cool. Well, I was going to say on your website you have the vinyl available and CD, compact disc, and, of course, MP3. And that's cool, man. That is very, very cool. That's a cool, album art on it too, on there. So I don't know who your graphic designer or artist is, but buy him a cup of coffee. That's awesome.
Yeah, we actually went ahead and designed it ourselves, and we both have kind of art backgrounds. And yeah, man, it was like since we did it all independent, we thought, well, let's just kind of take the creative control of our vision, and it just kind of worked out. I don't know. It was just one of those happy accidents of how do you make a art on the cover that identifies with the music, you know?
I think it's fantastic. I think you guys hit it out of the park.
We're both artists here. We got you, your paintings. I was checking them out, and so we have a lot to talk about, I think.
I'm telling you. I've been so looking forward to this show. It's well, like I said, I heard you guys were on Rob Green's show, the Synthwave show. And folks, if you get a chance, check that out on Wednesday. I always put a link up to it on my Facebook and Twitter and all that. If you're into the synth pop scene, and even if you're not, you want to hear some cool music, and you'll get turned on to the synth pop scene. That's a great show. Fantastic show to check out every Wednesday.
Yeah.
I just got the record. He mailed us the Synthwave Volume 1 because we were essentially trading. We sent him a record, and he sent his record and his CD. And we got it today.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, this morning we just moved to Echo Park, and I took a picture out the window of the beautiful sunrise with because, you know, people do that for us, too. Like, when they buy the record, they like to post pictures of them getting it in the mail, which is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that for Synthwave Volume 1. And we are setting up our studio, and we haven't actually opened the plastic and put it on the record player just yet, because we just got it today. But they're excited to listen to it.
Nice, nice. Well, that's awesome. You know, yeah, Rob's cool people. I met him, gosh, a couple years ago, and I had his band on, and man, when I was really first starting out doing this and this radio thing, and he's just really cool. Good people.
Oh,
talented musician too. Yeah,
I
so I was listening to his show and I heard you guys on there, and I said to me and my girlfriend Danny were listening to it, and I said, man, I would love to have them on, and she's like, well, email them or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't remember now. I think that's how we got together, or Rob emailed me, or some, I don't know. We got together somehow, and I'm certainly glad we did. This album is fantastic.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah,
thanks.
Going back to, like, Rob, I mean, that was very sweet of him to have us on his show, very supportive, and, you know, that group of people on the various different synthwave levels are all extremely supportive, and I enjoy that whole group of people, and every day I meet a new person, and it's just, they're all very sweet, and, you know, you definitely are very sweet too, so I'm just so lucky. Yeah.
I hear you. We're going to play some of your music here in a little bit. I just want to let everybody know. I've got so many questions. Hey, Lauren, you guys both play synthesizers and whatnot. Was that always the case? I mean, did you guys grow up, into the synth scene and all that? Or was this newly acquired artistic taste? Or how did that come about?
Well, for me, I grew up around, like, yeah, I grew up in the 80s, and so and that's what I saw on MTV. You know, that's when MTV was pretty hot. And I lived in an area where the radio stations did not play any kind of synth. You know, unless
me too.
Yeah, you know, it just wasn't that popular in smaller markets in America. So, you know, most of my stuff came from magazines and MTV and. And I mean, I just thought it was so, because you kind of had hair metal, and then you kind of had new wave, and you kind of had like the new wave thing. And new wave looked so, and new wave was kind of mix of punk, and it just had this cool, like it just called to me, man. And I mean, I grew up doing being in punk bands and really heavily into that, but also into like just even no wave stuff. Which is kind of like, you know, artsy, avant-garde, you know, new wave. And there weren't too many American bands doing any kind of synth stuff. So, I mean, besides, of course, you know, popular ones, Eurythmics and Duran Duran and Emotion and Human League and, Tears for Fears, like their first two records. And, you know, just a lot of people were doing it, you know, and it just kind of fell out of vogue come the 90s. So it was like, you know, it still being in indie rock bands and fooling around with some synths here and there, you know, more like broken Yamahas or Casios. And then I started out as a drummer, and so I took up some keyboards about 5 years ago and just started messing around.
Oh, wow.
And was like, yeah, because I wanted to start writing my own music and stop being just a drummer all the time. And I think that's where it kicked it off. And April and I, we had done some other band projects before. So we just started tinkering around one day. And next thing you know, we're writing songs. And then a friend of ours asked us to play a small little show that she was having. And we learned a couple songs. I was like, oh my God, this is great. And I just would loop my drums, and then I would loop my synths, and then kind of go back and forth in between the two. And in the past few years, it's expanded. It's really expanded a lot.
Nice.
Because yeah, I've been really experimenting with sounds and really
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to create my own sound that fits me. And you know, and even our new record is gonna have elements of the old one, but it's a little bit more defined in sound. So
okay,
yeah, I still play electronic drums on stage, and I play multiple synths and digital and analog, and everything we do is we do by either live looping or through sequencers. So that's kind of where we're at on the evolution of how we came to this, you know, being, I don't know, we just got into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just
felt right. And it was like, it wasn't like trying to ride a wave or anything. It's like, because really in America, synth pop isn't that big anyway, you know? There's EDM and stuff.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Lauren really absolutely amazed me with his growth as a musician, because before he was like the top drummer. I mean, he was just really good. And like the second time that we ever hung out, he saw me playing with my band, and then we ended up later on playing together and doing different things. But, you know, it was always like, he was drumming and I was playing, and so I had the songs already kind of put together.
Right.
So when we started with his synthesizing and sequencing and live looping, it was just phenomenal the way that he grew as a musician, because it was like, holy crap, I didn't realize how awesome you are. Like, you know, oh my God. Why didn't I meet you sooner? You know, or just, you know, it really blows my mind. So he's like, he knew that I was already an awesome songwriter, right, Lauren?
Yeah, she was like, I fell in love with her, man. It was like, oh my God, look at this amazing voice and songwriting talent. Like, wow.
But like, I was already impressed with his drumming, but like, holy crap. How'd you do that? You know, so it's just been amazing.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, let's play a track. I've got all 8 tracks queued up. We're not going to play all 8 tracks. Sorry, folks. You got to buy the album for that. But we're going to play a couple of them here, you know. What do you think we should play first, guys?
Lauren, what do you think?
You know, let's go ahead and start off with Venus. I'm not supposed to have favorites, but it's a favorite of mine. So, and it just has a good, kind of started a lot of shows with that. So it drives it.
Nice. Well, here it is. We'll play it and we'll talk more with April and Lauren of Lucky in Love. This is Venus. Check it out, everybody.
I'm not afraid to die.
I love it. So good. So
good. Thanks, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get you guys to South Florida, man. I want to see a show. We either got to get you guys to South Florida or I got to get out to Southern California or something, man, because this is – I just got
to
see you guys play.
What part of Florida?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm just up from about an hour north of Miami, up from Fort Lauderdale, a little town called Deerfield Beach. It's just south of Boca. And, live right here on the beach. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. I've lived worse places. It's not. It was nice today because we opened the windows. You know, we didn't have to turn on the air conditioning. It's a real nice time. Matter of fact, everybody walks around this time of year down here and says, man, this is like California weather, which you guys have all the time. So it'd be nothing new to you, but it's certainly nice. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Safeway offers grocery delivery right to your front door or even into your kitchen. You can order everything from fresh produce to milk and eggs to bulk items like bottled water, all your weekly grocery shopping needs, even your pet's food too. Enjoy free delivery on your first order. It's easy. And with 1-hour delivery windows, you get your groceries when it's most convenient for you. Just go to Safeway.com, click on the grocery delivery tab, or download the Safeway grocery delivery app and get your groceries delivered. Safeway, it's just better.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and
on back to the show now.
So I wanted to ask you guys, you were saying, April, when you were, you had been in other bands and whatnot. So you guys both kind of had a musical background, and Lauren, you played drums in other bands and stuff. Were you guys always that way as kids? Like when you were little kids, were you doing music and stuff and, you know, tap dancing and,
yeah,
and performing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I learned how to play the piano before I learned how to do pretty much anything else. My parents got me some piano lessons at 4 or 5, you know, on until high school. And I also was in a choir and also this children's singing group. And
wow.
I started early and I studied music. So I have a minor in music, basically. But then I changed my degree to fine art and paint, believe it or not. So we have that
nice.
In common. Yeah.
I did not
and,
know that, April. How cool is that? How cool
you know
is
why?
That?
It's like my first love is music. But then what happened was my music teacher, she's like, because I kept on asking her about Bach chorales. I'm like, why? Why does there have to be only, you know, this pentagonic scale and this minor fifth and all this stuff? I was just asking all these questions. And at one point, she's just like, you don't belong in this department. But, you know, I really regret
go paint a painting. Get out of here.
I should have got, like, a double major. I love music so much. But I'd go into the piano room, and I'd just, like, bang on the piano, like, you know, really avant-garde. And I just wanted to write my own song. And
nice.
You know, I got – but with the painting thing, I got to do whatever I wanted. Really, like, they weren't,
right.
like, so critical about it. So I got some freedom, you know, with that degree. So that was one cool thing. I'm sure you know, like,
that's
all. Paint, you know.
I wanted to be in a band. I wanted to do the music thing. I've never been – well – there was a band in high school, and they talked me into joining to play keyboards. But the thing was, is I didn't play them. They programmed them first, and they said, just, you know, a lot of girls, so you can be in the band, but just stand there
mm-hmm.
and act like you're playing the
keyboards. Oh yeah.
You know, you're wearing eyeliner and makeup. You got the look, so with a suit, so you know, just stand there. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And that lasted like all of a month. But yeah, the music guys, man, they always. And this will sound terrible, but, you know, when you're a teenager, you think about these things. They're the ones that met all the gals.
yeah.
None of the girls.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, you can draw something? Yeah, big deal. That guy has a flying V guitar. We got to talk to him. You know.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to meet me, but then they didn't want me to be in their band, and I would get so angry because I really only knew, like, one or two synth bands. And I just wanted to play synths, you know, but they wanted to be like an all guys band. And there's this other band that I was in where I was playing a Juno 60 and I thought, you know, this is awesome. I would love playing Juno. And but yeah, it was one of those bands where you're not really heard very much because you're in the background and they're projecting. The band was Barbara Steele. It was like this 60s, you know, they projected like
mm-hmm.
from Barbara Steele, old 60s B-movie stuff. And yeah, I felt like more like I'm just like the girl that looks good, you know, kind of thing. So,
right. Well,
so, like,
you know.
I find that like it's getting better, but there has been a lot of shows I go to where like, oh my gosh, that's an awesome keyboard. I want to hear it. And you never hear it because like it's kind of toned down. So that's what's exciting is, you know, you get through those loopholes of, you know, you sign up to be in a band that's, they want a girl keyboarder or something. And this is taking it to a new level where we really show the audience synth sounds. And like I said, there's
mm-hmm.
There's definitely a lot of bands that I've seen where this awesome, you know, synth is on stage and you're like, oh, great, I can't wait to hear it. But then, you know, it's just such a minor part of the song. You don't get to hear it as much. And so
I hear you.
That's what's exciting about our project.
Well, that's very cool. That's very cool. My next question to you guys, how did you guys meet? How did the, you know, April and Lauren, how did they cross paths?
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, it's kind of funny because where we met, part of the name is the reason the name of the bar that we met at is how we got our name of the band. There's a local place here called the Good Luck Bar. It's in the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles, and it's this quaint little Asian-themed bar. It's been around for a couple decades now, maybe, and it's just a little hole in the wall, but it's a great place to just kind of it's not like a Hollywood bar where you got to stand in line. It's very locals only at the time, you know, and it was just I was there with a buddy of mine, and the story goes, I actually butted in line and got my drink order before April, and I noticed her at the end of the bar, and then my buddy and I were going to leave at the end of the night, and she came up to me and introduced herself and wanted to chit-chat, and we just kind of hit it off. We just started talking about music and, yeah, just had a lot in common. And then
I told him that I told him I was bored. Like, hey, I'm bored. Want to talk to you? Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a slow one, so, but it was cool, man. It was like right on,
right?
helps to be a musician, I guess.
It was a really useful one. Like, I'm bored.
And, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, man. And so fast forward, you know, I played drums in one of her projects, and then I got busy doing other things, career stuff or whatever, and then I was in other band projects, and you know, as a drummer, you just kind of like float around in different projects a lot of the time,
right.
And so we when we got married, we decided to make a poster of our wedding for our wedding invitation to send it to people for the wedding announcement. So, and the theme was lucky and love based upon the good luck. We designed the poster.
It was
glow in the dark, and it was screen printed, and it was really cool. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, man, because, you know, we did it ourselves, and we sent it out, and we were proud of it. And so fast forward a few years after that when we're tinkering around with this project, and then, like, well, what should we call it, you know, because that's always the thing, like, you know, do we come up with some wacky name? Do we come up with initials, numbers, whatever? And we're like, I pulled out the poster, and was like, how about Lucky and Love? Like, and so we, like, searched online, make sure nobody else had that name, because now you can get you know, cease and desist the moment you put your band out. It's a such a legal battle now, you know. And we're like,
oh, I'm telling you,
let's do it. Yeah, we got the website, and it just the shoe fit, man, and it just kind of took off. I mean,
man, the most romantic thing that Lauren could ever get me was a keyboard. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man, I bought her. For one of her birthdays. Got
like it's better than a diamond ring.
Yeah, totally, man.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like
nice.
How lucky what? Can you have? Like, what do you want? It's like it's like, what are you getting your wife for her birthday? A Moog, a what? Oh, it's a keyboard. A keyboard. You know, like. Yeah, so it's like you just don't understand, man. Like, you know, when you have two musicians in love, it's a weird world, you know, that we live in. That most people, like, okay, whatever.
Right. That's awesome.
So,
that is so cool.
Yeah, a little story.
Well, that's a cool story, man. I like that. Lucky in Love. Well, there you go, folks. How about that? Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Let's play another track.
Better than online dating.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you. I don't know how they do it today. I you know, you see people, I have friends and stuff, and they're on the hunt, man. They're swiping left and right, and I don't know how any of that works. I don't use a cell phone, so I have no idea how any of those things work. But my advice, though, I'm like, it might work better if you talk to the person. I mean, I know in old fashioned, that's how it worked, with, you know, how I did it, but seemed to do all right.
It's definitely more intoxicating for sure. It's like, okay, it's the same reason why we don't use computers a lot for our projects. It's like, I don't even want to be on the computer. I don't want to go on the computer to look for guys. I mean, I definitely tried that a couple times, but like, I just want to play music and be with people. So it was like very, you know, it's definitely much more, you know, I recommend everybody just go out to a bar and say, hey, I'm bored. That's all you have to say.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
That's
April's
awesome.
Dating advice.
Cool. Let's play a track. Yeah, I know, right? Let's play a track. What should we play next, guys? What should we hit people with? I like all of them.
Torian? How about that one?
Okay.
Torian.
Yeah, that was one of our first songs that we came up with. We wrote together. The complete song, yeah. That's a great one, man.
Very, very cool. Here it is, folks. Track number 7 off the self-titled Lucky in Love album. Torian. Check it out.
Thank you.
And there it was, folks. Torian off the Lucky and Love self-titled album, track number 7. That's a great song, too, guys. That's outstanding.
Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah, definitely. we should really record the what some of our listeners probably don't know is when tracks are playing, we'll talk off the air. And we should really record those conversations as well and add them in, you know. April is just telling me the coolest story ever, which nobody heard but us. So I don't know. You guys missed out on the snake bite alcohol story.
Snake bite.
That I need to try now. Somebody send me some snake bite stats. Very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, tosots.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
No, are you guys, are you guys big drinkers or not so much or just socially?
I occasionally like a glass of wine, but I like to feel just happy and healthy, and so I don't go overboard, you know?
That's good. I finally figured out how to do that.
Yeah.
It took me a long time not to.
I just like to feel happy and good, and I'm not a fan of, like, I guess I'm a lightweight, put it that way.
I hear you. Now, how about you, Lauren? Are you a drinker or not so much?
Man, I just stay high on life, man. I mean, I tell you, dude, that shit just knocks me out. You know,
I'm telling you.
Stay away from it these days.
We have some drunk pictures that we took back, you know.
Yeah, a long time ago, man.
It was fun, you know.
I just stay away from that stuff, man. It knocks me out, man.
Lauren's pretty wild.
I get some trouble.
I got one of those pictures too. They took of me where I was, one of those drunk pictures. Mine's in black and white, and it was a mugshot. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I think the person that we went to state the standard and
trash the standard.
Oh my
man,
God.
That was a long time ago, Yeah, but we still have like crazy fun, man. Like, it's just insane, like the stuff we get into. And we don't, it's funny because it's like there's so much wacky things. Like, I guess I'm still not used to always documenting everything I do on a phone and photographing everything I do. So I just don't do it. You know what I mean? And so I look back like, oh no, I should have taken a picture, but you know,
he's a mystery man.
I just have a flip phone.
Yeah, he just switched out from iPhone 6 to flip phone.
Yeah, I went back to a flip phone.
Hey, you know what's cool about it?
He
no longer has his phone there, so that's kind of cool. But
kind of downgraded my technology, man.
Yeah, analog. It's like the analog version of a cell phone.
Yeah, kind of, right?
And there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. You know, it's so true.
Yeah, so we just have a good time. Great adventures, man. You know, I'm always up for a new adventure. So we just started a new adventure. We got a new pad in Echo Park. So we're roaming around the lake and the scene again. Yeah.
Nice. That's a cool area, too. That's a very cool area.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's changed a bit, man. I mean, what's great is, like, we were kind of refugees of, like, the sort of, like, Echo Park area, and then we finally found a spot that we could get into, and the good news is, like, there's still some, like, cool stuff here, you know. It hasn't been totally washed over, and it's great because there's so much cool culture here, crossroads of just multiple ethnicities, and you get that just creativity from it instead of just like one genre, you know. And that's what's great about this community too. It's very music community, very art driven, very underground, and it's just great to be around the people that, you know, you can connect with out here.
Yeah, my best friend lives around the corner.
Literally around the corner.
That's awesome. That's very cool. Well, you know, and that's what you got to find as an artist or a musician or, you know, whatever you're doing, man. You got to build your nest where it's conducive to what you're doing. You know what I mean? Where you can pick up on that creative vibe. And, you know, it takes a long time for people to figure that out sometimes. And it's very cool when it happens because, you know, it's just you get a lot of work done. You know, you get stuff accomplished.
Yeah, and, you know, what I've noticed about connecting human-wise is, like, we go out, like, every night. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we don't, like, go out to, like, you know, all hours in the morning. We just go out and just, you know, bump into somebody, chit chat, you know, whatever. And it's just like the connection is like that human connection, because this whole digital age that we've been living in, like the past at least 10 years, it's like disconnecting people in a way where, I don't know, man, I just wanted to get back to the human essence of walking around, looking, talking to people, saying hi, making eye contact, you know, and looking at street art or going to some gallery or, I don't know, man, just something random happening, you know.
We were living downtown, like desolate, like we had a lost downtown, and
years ago before it got all the.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like three or four years ago.
About 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah, before all the boom happened, man, it was like World Warrior style.
Yeah, you felt like you were on Mars, because like
it was
so quiet, and then you'd only hear like one drummer that was practicing like
three
a block away or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Except
that's how
when
I grew up in. When I was living in Detroit, it was like that. Like, you know, people would work down there in the daytime and stuff. But, man, at you know, 5 o'clock came, it literally was a ghost town. There was nobody.
I think
the building I lived in.
Yeah,
it was weird. You'd walk around like you're on the moon or something. It was, you wouldn't see anybody.
Yeah, the weekends, it used to be like end of the world scenario. Like, where did all the people go? Like, you just see stuff blowing in the breeze, no cars driving by. Because we were kind of in a slight industrial area. And
then they'd have parties sometimes. And like, you know,
there were just random pop-up rave parties in the parking lot of some random building. It's just like, all right, whatever, man, let's go. Like,
yeah.
This is wacky, man. It's just really wacky.
That's probably where I know you guys from. No, I'm kidding.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you just never know. I mean,
it's been 10 years since I was in the scene. And,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was some fun times, though.
Where did you hang out?
A couple cool clubs. Well, you know, I would always run around, of course, with the goth kids, and I'd always wind up at Bar Sinister. But I wasn't really into that music. I'd kind of, you know, I grew up with that kind of stuff, so I was kind of over it a little bit. But we used to go to, they used to have these big parties at the Hollywood Athletic Club a lot. And there was a great club called Club Makeup at the old El Rey that I used to like to go to a lot. That was a cool club. But, yeah, you know, there was, I don't know, April, a lot of the places I went didn't have a name, and they were out by the airport, you know. I mean, weird place.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I'm kidding, kind of.
Hey, you know,
yeah, I went to this summer, and
knock on
friend,
that door, 20 bucks.
Our friend, this band in letter form asked to play, and I can't believe we said no, because our friend that was in that band ended up dying, and it was a real tragedy. And so when you say Bar Sinister, I just think of that night, because that was the summer, you know, recently.
Was that summer, Eric?
He asked us backstage, and we hung out, and yeah, and unfortunately he passed away. And but yeah, he was a big prominent guy, and it was fun.
I hear you. It happens, unfortunately, too much, and especially I don't know, you know, maybe it's just the age. Yeah, a lot of these people I grew up with and stuff, man, it's starting to happen. People from college and stuff will email me, hey, did you hear about such and such? I'm like, no, I had no idea, you know. And it's surprising, because in my head, when I talk to those people, I'm still that age, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though people, you know, married, have kids and stuff now. It's crazy, but it's weird, man.
I don't know. Yeah, it was unexpected.
That's too bad. Well, he's at a bigger party now, and you know, holding the spot at the VIP table, I'm sure. It's, you know, it happens. And on that uplifting note, let's play another track.
Okay.
What do you guys want to go with this time?
Let's do Full Moon. That's probably our big song when we play live. Like, we get a lot of responses from that, and people seem to really enjoy it.
Nice. I really like the drums on this too. This and You'll Never Know. It's got that cool drum. I don't know if it's a sample or I don't know what you call it.
No,
but it's cool. and I dig it.
Cool. Yeah, all the drums were played live electronically, and I ran a lot of my drums through effects pedals to get
some
interesting sounds. Yeah, so what you hear are looped, like live looped drums when we recorded in the studio. So that's actually me playing it, and then it's just kind of looped on through.
Very cool. Well, here it is, folks. This is Lucky in Love, Full Moon, track number 8.
Thank you.
And that was Full Moon, everybody. Full Moon, Lucky in Love. What a track. What a cool track. I like this entire album. And I want to mention again, everybody, we have a show link up on our show page, but it's very easy to do. Get to. All you got to do is go to luckyandlove.com, www.luckyandlove.com, A-N-D, luckyandlove.com. And you can buy all the, you know, get the album there and everything. It's very, very cool. Now, you guys also have it. Is this out on all the digital download platforms and whatnot?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah, it's in all the
Yeah,
it's on iTunes and Amazon and whatever Android device or I don't know, man. It's everywhere, you know. You sign up with the service and they kind of distribute it. Spotify's it's on there. So it's just a matter of if you're into what format, you should be able to get it. If not, let us know and we'll make an 8-track or a cassette of it and send it to you or something. I don't know.
And we're also in the works with a distribution company that distributes to record stores worldwide. So hopefully we'll wrap up
very
that.
Cool.
We received the contracts. So we're finishing that up. That's exciting. And, you know, we had tried to go to record stores, and a lot of the record store owners, you know, they want distribution lists and things like that. So we have a lot of exciting things down the road. We have, you know, new songs coming out. I can't say when, but soon. And
nice.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, I hope I'm just writing myself a note to self here. Have them on again when the new stuff is ready, because I really am excited to hear that because
cool.
This stuff's so good.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. The songs are going to be a lot of the same in that there's some really awesome dancey singles and some other moody at the real kind of stuff. And
Synth gaze, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it.
Yeah.
You know, just really washed
nice.
Out kind of sounds. Yeah.
Very, very cool. I was
no
looking also at the say again?
I was just saying no banjos this time around, maybe.
But Air uses banjos.
They sure do, yeah, man. Yeah, we're not changing our stripes, you know.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I was just looking at the website, and I have to say, April, there's a picture of April has the coolest lipstick in the world. It's got the entire universe in it, and
love
that, how the tie-in by the contact area of the website with the album cover. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
Somebody was flexing their graphic muscles.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, one of those things. It just kind of happens. When you buy the vinyl or the CD, the front has the lips and the back has the lipstick. Yeah, so it's, you know, it just kind of all plays together. Because we thought some of the stuff is very spacey, and April has such a really beautiful voice. And I don't know, man. It worked for us, so, you know.
I work on
it works well.
The website, shop.luckyandlove, where you can see the video quickly. So if you're bored, you can type that into shop.luckyandlove. It's been fun working on the website, but I wanted to have, you know, something simple that had the video in the front.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool. And we'll be putting
graphic design and web design, so it's been fun to, you know, express ourselves that way too. Hello?
Very cool. Yeah, I'm here. You know, it's what it is, folks. It's called a cough button. I had a – it's a thing we have now where you can push it if you're going to cough so you don't cough on the air and nobody knows. And mine keeps jamming for some reason. So I need to stop using that. I'm just going to cough on the air from now on. So, you know,
is it,
how
is
professional
it jamming,
is that?
Like,
jamming.
Or is it jamming like you're jamming with it? Or is it like it's just –
I'm jamming with it, man. I'm making like cool
nice.
Effects and stuff. Yeah.
Well done.
I wish. No. Well, that's very cool. Now, I know you guys are working on the new record, and I know you said you soon on that. I don't want to put you under the gun or anything. Soon, in as in sometime this year, you think?
Yeah, we haven't decided because we have multiple kind of recording styles that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't decided if we're going to split it up and do an EP and then do some singles and then do another full length, or we're just going to release it as like kind of a concept. It's because we've done different things and at different times, and they kind of have a different mood. So we
may.
It's just now it's just like, okay, how do we need to package this? Because what we do is like when we sit down, we just write, and we just write all these songs and they just kind of come out. It's just very easy for us. I don't know why. And we get carried away, and now we almost have too much. So we're really looking at least to have an EP out by the end of spring. So, and working on the designs for that. We've got new photography for it.
Oh, cool.
And working with some PR around it. And then maybe a small tour or something in the summer. So it's a matter of just.
Yeah. I would say the recordings are kind of very manic in that if there's a fall vibe and then there's a spring vibe, where like the fall, we got really dark with the Halloween thing, where just, you know, this really deep, dark songwriting, and it's like, wow, you know, now it's springtime and we're excited about the spring songs, you know, so it's kind of like we go back and forth.
Yeah.
We decided, well, maybe we should make it like two separate things.
Yeah, so, you know, and then you start thinking concepting, like, all right, how's this going to connect with another album or another EP, or should it just be a one-off single? And, you know, and like, what's marketable? It's because we're doing our own marketing and business of it. So we try to plan it out a little bit and have like stuff for Instagram and maybe a video, and it takes time, and, you know, I don't know. We're just.
And we were so emotional too, because it's like, oh, because, you know, we have a song that's, you know, somewhat about death or,
yeah,
you know, like finding your soul or, you know, just.
Yeah, we got some dark,
like,
stuff,
okay,
man.
Oh, maybe I'm not in that mood anymore. Now I just want to, like, we have another song that's about, like, the jungle, you know, and it's like, yes, and, you know, I just want to have fun. So it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But something should be coming out by in digital form in the end of spring, beginning of the second quarter.
Did you hit that cough button?
Yeah.
Jamming?
He's jamming on the button. Well, I think hopefully, well, I'll just keep talking until you're able to come back. So maybe the thing that helps us out is seeing how this distribution comes about, and hopefully that we get more fans and more support from that. And we've even considered doing like a Patreon account for another full length, maybe a double LP as well. And cause the vinyl aspect of it's really super,
it's fun,
right? But man, it's a lot of, you got to put your stuff in ahead of time because it gets, it takes time to get that thing made.
Yeah. You know, hopefully, I really don't want to say too much, but we have some secrets of, making the turnaround a little faster next time, which I'm kind of excited about. But, you know, Jamie, you're awesome. I hope you
hear
it. Thank you so much for
thanks for having us, man.
Because that's fantastic. I mean, it's so great to meet people through this beautiful internet world. And
in the community,
I've admired Blog Talk Radio forever, so I'm so jazzed about this opportunity. And you're just a fantastic interviewer, so thank you so much. I hope that you can hear me talking. I'm looking at your paintings right now, and they're pretty awesome. I posted one on my Facebook. If you want to know what my Facebook is, it's
My name's April Love. Hey.
Hey, man.
Did you hear me talking about how awesome you are?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You guys did fantastic.
Yeah, you know, just kind of keep it going, you know. Just like a show, if things mess up, you gotta keep going on like nothing happened.
Well, that's cool.
So,
that's
how you
cool.
doing,
April's
man?
Gonna yell at me like, April's gonna yell at me now like Joe Jackson. No, I'm kidding. Live shows. What can I say? So
I'm
sorry
kidding.
About that.
We still messed up.
Well, I'm so glad I was able to get back in it because it wasn't letting me there for a second. It's crazy. Oh, man. Hey, I wanted to, before we ended the show, I just didn't want to cut the show off or anything. Before I forget, I wanted to thank you guys so much for taking time to be on the show and everything. It's been, you know, you guys are awesome. I've been doing the show.
Absolutely.
This is episode. Yeah, it's episode five. It's my 502nd show. So
oh,
it's,
my goodness. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
One of the cool things about it, there's a couple cool things about it that I've learned doing this show is, number one, I get to meet some really, really cool people and make some new friends. And number two, it's really inspiring to me to, a couple times a week, to talk to people that are, you know, not just talking about doing stuff, but actually doing it, man, and doing really cool stuff. And you guys are in both those categories, you know. It's very, very cool. Yeah,
and I love
definitely.
Art, it's. I know a lot of people that I meet this way are musicians, and I love that you do fine art. I like your paintings, and I mean, it was cool to see what you were all about on your website and stuff. And if you come to LA, definitely you need to go hang out and you can try a snake bite.
I'm telling you, my girlfriend Danny has a cosplay business. She's really into cosplay, you know, where they dress up and go to these conventions and stuff. And she has been jonesing for a San Diego trip business, you know,
Comic-Con.
For their big Comic-Con thing.
Well, yeah, Dragon.
So we'll
Con
have
up
to. She goes to that every year. Every year, they her
yeah.
and all her
okay.
People. Yeah, but we'll what we'll do is we'll come out early, you know what I mean? Hang out and whatnot, then go down there after. That's cool. And go to Disneyland or something. And, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to let everybody know this show will be converted to a podcast and distributed out on all the social media platforms. Why, it'll even be on Pinterest. How about that? It'll also be on iTunes in their podcast for free. Won't cost you guys anything. And if you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. It really makes my advertisers very, very happy. Also, hit that rating and review, and that puts us up at the top of the page, and that's really where we like to be. So very, very cool. And once again, folks, the band is Lucky in Love. And we have luckyandlove.com. And the other one, April, I'm going to add this to the show page also.
Shop.luckyandlove.com.
That will be up there as well. So very, very cool. And again, guys, you guys rock. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
my gosh. You're awesome.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Well, everybody. Yeah, tonight's a Thursday. We will be back Monday. So we will see you then. Have a good weekend, everybody. And we'll see you then. Good night.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.